Welcome, everybody, to Arthropod on the Road. I am one of your hosts, Jonathan Larson.
I'm your other host, Jody Green.
And joining us today, we have...
Sarah Triplett.
Of?
The Butterfly Pavilion in Westminster, Colorado.
Cool. And we are going to learn all about what the Butterfly Pavilion is. Can you tell our listeners just a little bit about what kind of wonders may await them at the pavilion?
Absolutely. So Butterfly Pavilion was established in 1995, and we are now an accredited zoo by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. We are the only standalone invertebrate zoo that's accredited. So we have a huge collection. We have butterflies, of course, about 1,600 rainforest species at any given time. We have about 70 species, 1,600 individuals. And then we also have a terrestrial collection. So we've got ants, bumblebees, honeybees, beetles, cockroaches, stick insects, mantises. And we have a water's edge section that has all sorts of saltwater invertebrates as well. Corals, lobsters, octopus, crabs, sea stars.
All the things that this fun podcast stuff is named after.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Absolutely.
So how did this institution get started? I mean, invertebrates, that's not normally what people go to the zoo for. So how did this one get going?
Right. So it was a man named Mike Wiseman, and he loved teaching kids about bugs. And so he would travel around teaching kids. And then somehow he managed to raise the funding to get a facility going and took it from there. So we've just grown ever since.
Cool.
So,
Sarah, tell us what your role is there.
So I'm the lead zookeeper. I get to take care of all of the animals, which is really fun. We have a lepidopterist, an entomologist, and an aquarist that take care of the three areas. And then I'm kind of the one that comes together to work with all three of them and provide all of the animal welfare and, yeah, take care of all the exhibits, make sure everything's open every morning for the public to come through.
How did you get started? In your interest in entomology and biology?
Biology, yeah. I went to school late. I didn't even start college until I was 30 and knew that I had to get through school as soon as possible and get a job to support my family. So I just got my undergrad in biology, thought that I would probably have to go into the medical field somewhere. But then I took as many entomology and invertebrate zoology classes as possible because that's what I loved. And then I got an internship at Butterfly Pavilion and got really, really lucky because a couple of positions opened up while I was there and they hired me. So
what brought your interest in invertebrates?
Really the first class that I took up at Colorado State University. Okay. I was kind of forced into an insect class based on my daughter's school schedule that okay. I had to fit all of my classes in there. So I took this, actually took two entomology classes in one semester just to get the credit hours right in to get my funding and ended up totally falling in love with bugs.
Who was the professor?
So, Dr. Whitney Cranshaw. And and Dr. Paul Odie, I also took one from him. Cool. And then later with Boris Kondratyshyn.
I always like hearing stories like that because it sort of shows that you never know when what you're doing can right. spark an interest in somebody.
Yeah,
do you have
absolutely.
Those kind of moments at your zoo?
I do. So in addition to providing all of the animal care, I also run an internship program there. So I bring in a whole lot of undergrads that are looking for zoo experience because getting experience in an AZA-accredited facility is very difficult. We also get the entomology kids that are looking for bug experience. And so, bringing those in, the students in, and kind of giving them hands-on time with the animals, we give them a lot of autonomy. As soon as they are trained, they are fully responsible for caring for the animals in their area. And the days that they're there, that is totally their job. So it's really exciting to see the growth that happens for them.
Through our meeting, they've had tours, right?
Yes, they have. We had a tour come in yesterday, and... it was crazy. It was $5 day, so there were tons and tons and tons of people in the facility. But we had pretty good feedback. It seems like they enjoyed seeing all of our animals.
And for anyone at our meeting, at our entomology meeting, where they come tomorrow?
Absolutely, yeah. We are open every single day from 9 to 5, and it's about a 20, 25-minute ride up the road, so you could get an Uber for sure and just head up there.
Yeah,
up in Westminster. yeah, absolutely.
Does the lead zookeeper get a special hat or uniform or badge?
I do have a name tag that says lead zookeeper. That's all.
Is there any advice you would give people who might be interested in a career path similar to yours that are listening?
Get experience, okay. as much experience as you can. In the zoo world, years at an AZA facility is just like money in the bank. That is the most important thing. So if you can volunteer, doesn't matter what capacity you're volunteering in, get your foot in the door. if you can get experience with working with animals, even at pet stores or any number of places that you can get experience hands-on with animals, that is the most important thing.
Okay, can I ask you some professional advice? Okay,
yes.
So I'm really considering getting a tarantula down in the exhibit hall.
Yes.
How is the best way to take care of this thing
new animal? Yeah, well, it totally depends on which species you're getting. So,
looking at have you looked? Rosehair, Chilean rosehair?
Yeah. Rosies are the best. In fact, if you come to Butterfly Pavilion, you get to hold a rose hair tarantula. We have Rosie. We have about 108 of them right now. We also hold the breeding swarm, it's called, for the Association of Zoos and Aquariums for that species. So they're a desert species, so you want to keep them in a very, very dry cage. You should provide water, but they don't need it much. And if it spills, you have to change all the substrate right away because they really need it very dry. Usually sand mixed with a coconut substrate or very dry coconut substrate is the best way to go. And they need to hide someplace that they can get where they feel dark and secure. We feed them one cricket once per week. If it eats immediately, we'll give them a second cricket. But usually one cricket per week is plenty.
Are there any tarantulas that people should stay away from?
As a beginner, yes. You probably want to avoid any from Africa or Asia. Those are the more aggressive ones. Tarantulas in the New World have urticating hairs on their abdomens that they will kick. And they're very, very itchy. It feels like fiberglass in your skin. But they're going to do that and run away. The ones in Asia and Africa rely on their venom. So they're a lot more potent, a lot more aggressive, more likely to bite.
I'm going to get
venom.
One with the happy faces on them.
Yes.
They have them separated by like happy face or mad face.
Oh, okay. Right. The old world ones are really beautiful, but until you have experience, it's probably best to stick with a gentle one that you can pick up and hold.
Any other starter arthropods out there people could look into?
Well, Madagascar hissing cockroaches are always a good bet. They're very gentle and easy to take care of. They'll eat just about anything. You have to be careful because the colony will grow. And grow and grow. So
you get allergic to them.
You can. I am severely allergic at this point.
It's I'm good. Yeah.
They make me sneeze and cough. Ugh, it's not fun.
Oh, well, I was just gonna let the listeners know that how we met today was that you came up to me when I was looking at Cybug's jewelry.
Right.
We're like, we listened to your podcast. So then we got you right on.
Yeah, it was great. I was looking for you guys because I knew you were going to be here. Maybe I'll be able to find them. So worked out great.
Yeah, this was great. I think that people should definitely check it out. Can you give the location one more time?
Sure. Butterfly Pavilion in Westminster, Colorado.
And can they find you on the web anywhere?
Yes, butterflies.org.
.org and any tweet pals or anything like that?
So I am at S_E_triplet. That's TRIPLETT.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you guys.